definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Good morning to you and yours. This is the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Jeff McGuire in for Jeff Haxton, who is with the Red Raider baseball team today, getting ready to take on Arkansas tonight. You'll hear that game over on Double T 97.3, sitting alongside the one and only David Collier and Lucas White across the way, sliding slides, pushing buttons for us. He is the first voice you hear when you give us a call on the Visual Edge IT hotline at 806-771-0973. You can also join in any of the conversations we get into today on the Yates Learning Center chat line at 107thescore.com or the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Not bad. How are you doing?
Rocking and rolling today.
You've been busy.
It's more than you know, and more than three people know. I'll get to that story in a minute, but Lucas, how are you? Everything going good in the white world?
Yes, everything is going splendidly.
So, one of my jobs here is to help with the engineering department. That's not unheard of. Yeah, there's a reason that I fix a lot of things around here.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to talk about how many things I'm responsible for breaking. That's not the process of this conversation today. However, there's a lot of things in the building that I help get working correctly. This morning, I'm in the process of editing my Sports Center because, well, I'm nowhere near perfect and can do it, you know, first take. So,
I knock those things out first take all the time.
Yeah, well, you are what we like to call a professional. I, not so much.
I'm really good at editing.
But I hear this scream from the other side of the hall of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff, I'm like, what? I'm not here. Leave a message at the beep. You know, being funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so he comes in and says, I ripped the wires out of the cord. You did what on? You what? His monitor wasn't coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So he went to go unplug the HDMI cable.
Oh.
And the cord, he just
pulled the wrong one.
And way too hard.
Well, it was stuck. It's stuck in there. I'm trying to get this HDMI cord out of the computer, so I started yanking on it really hard.
Right, yeah.
And then, like, wires were exposed.
He woke up and chose violence. I'm not going to... It wasn't anybody on our staff. It was somebody on another station in the building, so I'm not going to throw them on... This is the second time I'm not throwing somebody under the bus. They can't defend themselves. But to wake up and choose violence at 5:30...
Yeah.
Man, that was before coffee.
Yeah.
And I know it was before coffee because I hadn't made it yet.
You know what I thought you were going to say initially whenever you were doing your Sports Center? He was like, Jeff, quiet down. I'm on the air over here. I can hear you.
No, word for word. This is all for before everything. And there's soundproofing in there to help.
I know. That was my initial. Per your conversation you had earlier on the morning drive.
Hey, I never said I wasn't loud. I have friends that say I work in radio now so that I come with a volume button. It's on their radio that they can actually make me quieter. So all of the apologies that go with that. So it has been an interesting morning finding new cables for a computer under a desk through the wiring harness that I had to get to the computer and then finding the cords that made the monitor work. All to find out that the first cord I grabbed was the wrong cord, because it always works that way. And the second cord I grabbed, it wasn't so much the computer was having a problem as that it was just asleep. So we had to replace the cable today because the computer was just asleep. Now, granted, this computer was made... It wasn't the first computer. It was probably the third computer ever made. So, you know, it's a little slow, but yeah. That, it made a fun morning of trying to help somebody else out because they ripped a cord out of a computer.
All right, well, let's just talk sports. Well, not that, all sports for 3 hours.
Let's not make promises that we can't keep. We will do a deep dive into the Texas Tech or Red Raider baseball team taking on Arkansas. Really very talented Arkansas team and at their place. I couldn't believe this is just the second time since the Southwest Conference days that you've played in Fayetteville.
Really?
I mean, part of me says that makes sense.
That was a couple of years.
Well, it's the second time.
I know, but I'm just saying it was recently though.
Yeah. But other than that, it was 1990.
Yeah, that's kind of impressive. I mean, it's probably partially, two good programs. I know there were some lean years in there for the Red Raiders, but two good programs, don't want to do that. And then Tim's like, I'll play anybody. I don't care.
Yeah, he'll play anybody anywhere.
Yeah.
And that is why you've gotten some of the matchups that you've gotten and some of the return trips as well that you have gotten. But 1990 just seemed like a really shocking thing when I read that this morning. The series gets going today, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll do an actual dive into matchups and what we expect to see. What Jamie was asked today about Kevin Bazell, whether he would be playing today. And the thought process was that, as far as he knows, barring a major injury, he will be playing today. He has not heard anything otherwise.
Why would he not be playing today?
Not Bazell. Bravo. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Okay, you scared me.
No. I'm sorry. Bravo. Bravo. Okay. Wrong DB.
Okay.
My apologies.
Okay.
Bravo that Jamie expects him to be playing today after being pulled from the weekend. And we all thought after watching that there could be an injury possibility, or it could have just been 0 for 11. We're leaning toward the 0 for 11 and giving a guy a break and seeing how things go after a couple of days. So that's where that sits. Texas Tech football, heard from the offensive and defensive coordinators yesterday about the spring game and how that's going to set up. We'll dive into that a little bit as well. I do also have some questions for the group much later in the program about concerns you are currently feeling for the respective teams on the Texas Tech campus. And while generically, I think all of them have a different answer, the specific situations that I'll be bringing up are where the concern lies. So we will dive into that later. Also, Texas Rangers got a win last night. Astros lose last night. So I don't know what's going on now, man.
And if you had anything to do, like right after work, and you got home and you were taking care of picking kids up and bringing them home and whatnot, and you got a late dinner started, you basically caught the tail end of that Rangers game.
Yeah.
It took like 2 seconds.
It's amazing how fast a game can go when only one run is scored.
Yeah, no, it was. I was eating dinner and I was like, oh, wow, final outs of the game.
Oh,
here.
Look,
this is great.
It's the ninth inning
already.
It's like 7:30. How did that happen?
Yeah.
They're back at it today. Early game for the Rangers over on Double T 97.3 at 11:30 pregame. 12:10 first pitch is what I believe they've got set up. And Astros and Braves kickoff game two tonight, 6:40 here on 100.7 The Score. So basically what we're telling you, there's a lot of sports going on, and you get day sports for the Rangers, and you get us up until noon. So, you know, everybody wins, right? That's how that works.
Yeah.
With all of these
options.
Except
for Lucas.
Lucas doesn't win?
I don't know.
Lucas, do you feel like you're winning today?
He's wearing his teddy bear hat, so probably.
I'm always winning.
We will have your secret word coming up at 10:45, so be listening for that. For your chance to win straight cash, homie. Might be my favorite way ever to hear that. Shout out to the one and only Ocho Cinco. Paying a fine in the NFL for celebrating. How are you going to pay that? Straight cash, homie.
No, that was Randy Moss.
Was that Randy? I thought that was Ocho Cinco.
Nope, Randy Moss.
Ah, well, I apologize. Shout out to Randy Moss. Although, as many times as people get mossed, I don't know that he needs any more shout out.
No.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Rolling through your morning on the End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com. And the 100.7 The Score at mobile app. This isn't hard. I do this a lot. That's the easy part. Remember, the End of the Bench is the hard part, depending on which show I'm on. It's time for What You Need to Know, giving you the headlines across the world of sports. Red River Baseball back in action tonight when they face Arkansas. First time since 2018 and just the second time since 1990, the two schools that used to be Southwest Conference rivals meet up on the diamond in Fayetteville. Now, they have played each other in Omaha in 2018 and 2019. Pregame tonight is at 6:30 on Double T 97.3. Alex Bregman, RBI single for Houston in the first. That was that was all the scoring the Astros got as they fall to the to the Braves, 6-1. Braves actually answered with two in the bottom of the first, so they didn't even get to hold the lead for a full inning. Jose Altuve did get three hits again, though, so he's continuing to hit, and Bregman looks like he's getting going. However, one run for your Astros. They now fall to 6-12 on the season. They'll play game two at 6:40 here on 100.7 The Score. Dallas Cowboys getting back at the facility, reporting for the beginning of off-season conditioning programs. It's an opportunity for teams to get the players to come in, work with the coaches, not an actual practice, mind you, but work on some things. You can have some team meetings, and most importantly, guys can get in-facility rehab going for the teams take care of with team doctors and everything else. So that's going on at the Star in Dallas. One of the players that you really need for the Cowboys to get back is Trayvon Diggs, who suffered a torn ACL late in the September. So he's trying to get back and get ready for the season. And congratulations going out to LCU's Ali Escamilla. No way I got that right, but the sentiment is still true as she has picked up LSC, that would be Lone Star Conference, all conference honors for women's golf over at LCU. Huh.
Congratulations to her.
And Rangers pick up a 1-0 win over the Tigers. Another three straight road day games start today with the Rangers and Tigers. 11:30 pregame, 12:10-ish first pitch that you'll hear over on Double T 97.3. I don't think I missed anything, because that's just kind of how the world of sports is going today. Oh, Caitlin Clark, not a surprise, number one pick in the WNBA draft. And I can't tell you anybody else who was drafted.
That's apparently there was one Big 12 player I heard. And you know the best part about it, I know this sounds really horrible, but whenever Chuck mentioned it earlier today on the morning drive, I had to think about it really hard where she went to school, and I finally came up with it. She went to Kansas.
Ah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Lucas, fire away.
Uh-oh. Oh, God. What are we doing?
It's time for a pop quiz.
Oh, God. What are we? Wait. What are we doing?
Wait, no. I know you hate these.
No. I'm fine with a pop quiz. Tell me we're not doing a WNBA draft pop quiz.
No, it's not a WNBA draft pop quiz.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to preface this by...
I'm breathing again.
You know, Caitlin Clark is making $76,000 in her first year.
I do now.
There you go. And I have, you know, we all have buddy threads. And one of my buddies said something to somebody that was aggravated by that. It was like, how many WNBA games have you been to? How much WNBA gear have you bought? Can you name three WNBA teams? So it's a group pop quiz. Jeff McGuire, he's in control. Okay. I have not looked up anything. We're going to have three strikes each. We have to name WNBA teams. So I'll let you go first, since it's been popped on you. And then you got the list up there? You know them off the top of your head? Oh, he's got them all. Wow, look at that. Well, I'm glad you're not doing the pop quiz.
The New York Liberty.
Okay. I'll go Indiana Fever, since they had the first pick.
Then there is the Phoenix Mercury.
Is that right, Lucas?
It helps if you turn your mic on.
There you go.
I'm double checking right now.
Is it Phoenix Mercury?
Phoenix. Okay, there you go.
There's three.
All right.
That's a win.
No, we got
to. Oh, we got three each?
No, it's whoever gets the most. You've gotten two. I've gotten one. The Chicago Sky. Yes, all right.
Okay. The LA Spark.
All right. The one that Brittany Brewer played on, Atlanta. The Dream.
Oh, wow.
It's all Brittany
well
Brewer.
Done.
That's the only reason. We're doing a lot better than I thought.
Oh, yeah. 100% better than I thought. I know.
We're running out of gas.
The Houston Comets are not one.
Ooh, I know. I got one.
They are no longer a franchise. My phone chiming in on the program, apparently. My apologies. Oh, man.
It's okay to get a strike.
You guys, here's your hint. I'm just going to give you one. You're missing two East Conference teams.
That doesn't help.
And you're missing, I think, three Western Conference.
I've got two more, and that's it.
I don't even think I have two more.
All right, well,
I'll throw a strike. And I know this isn't right. I'm saying this isn't right, but someone should say the Houston Comets. And I know they're not a team anymore. But no. They won the first two WNBA championships with Cheryl Swoops. And that should be mentioned.
Okay. But they're not.
They don't count. That's a strike.
The Las Vegas Aces.
No way would I have gotten that. Yes. Never in a million years.
So now you've got three. I've got four, right?
Correct.
All right. Here we go.
You got another one? I do not have
one. Nope. You're going to take it. The Connecticut. What was your? You were the Phoenix Sun.
There we go. The Connecticut Sun.
Sun.
Yes, right, because that's what I think of Connecticut.
Well, no, it's played in a casino. The Mohegan Sun. I know that from watching poker. Any? You got any more?
No, not even close.
Let's see. So there's like three left. Are you trying to? I have no clue. I have. Can you?
Who are we missing?
Give them to us.
I'm kind of disappointed that Shaw didn't say the Washington Mystics.
Oh, my bad.
I do. No, oops, that one I do.
That's
know.
My bad.
I just, sorry about that. Should have had that one.
That wasn't, trust me, I'm surprised I got five.
I'm surprised then, I got three.
Did y'all say the Dallas Wings?
Did not say the
Oops.
Wings.
Yeah. And then the Seattle Storm.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I think I've heard of all three of those.
Sue Bird, yeah.
But could not have pulled
all right.
That.
Well, there you go. So don't feel bad, McGuire. I got five. You got.
Hey, I'm just between the two of us, we got eight. That's impressive.
Yeah, so there you go.
For a sport that, you know, as T-Money says, when it's three cans of food for a ticket, what are they supposed to pay the players?
Exactly. That's the whole point. I mean, I think Caitlin Clark's doing okay was what my initial point was going to be.
You know, this goes back to the question I asked. I don't know if it was on this program or if it was just on the Morning Drive, and it's completely stolen from the Dan Patrick Show. But was women's college basketball having a moment or a movement with Caitlin Clark and the excitement that she was bringing? And while it kind of where we kind of focused on that answer was it could be the start of a movement, but they need a second act. Because, yes, there was a lot of attention for Caitlin Clark. There's a lot of attention for the national championship game. That is undeniable. And I will be the first to tell you that I don't hate women's basketball. Like, it's not a situation where I look at what they do and think that it's a bad sport or that it can't be fun to watch. But the incentive for me to watch has not been there. And as an average sports fan, I also look at, you can't tell me your sport is important without showing me that it's important. And it has nothing to do with who you are, what you believe in, or what you are being paid. It has everything to do with how you are being treated in the media with regards to importance. Because if you know this, and I know this, and Lucas knows this, when you deserve attention, you get attention.
Yeah.
We're going to find the stories that are interesting people, because that gets clicks on websites, that gets hits on TV. And as long as you're being subsidized by the NBA, you're not paying your own bills.
Yeah.
As bad as the NHL is at times of getting its name out and getting its sport out, they're paying their own bills. They're not being subsidized by anybody.
Yeah.
As much as we want to gripe and complain about NIL and how it's changing college athletics, nobody's opting out.
Yeah.
These schools are still going all in with getting recruits and all of this. So I cheer for the WNBA to have success because I am for more sports as a blanket statement.
Yeah.
Well, but let's look at some facts here. I wish you luck. I hope you do well. But let's not pretend you're something that you're not yet.
Yeah. She makes her debut May 14th. If you want to watch her, she's got an exhibition game against the Dallas Wings we didn't know about.
Oh, how about
May 3rd in the Metroplex?
Coming up, we'll check the calendar and get thoughts from you guys off the 8th Flooring Center chat line, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app.
Sorry, Dallas.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Good morning to you and yours. It is the end of the bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Jeff McGuire in for Jeff Hackton. Sitting alongside David Collier, Lucas White, across the way, sliding slides, pushing buttons.
Somebody had Red Bull.
I did not. I didn't even leave the studio today yet. Get your thoughts in on the Visual Edge IT hotline when you give us a call. Lucas will be the first voice you hear. 806-771-0973. You can also, as I have mentioned this before, on the mobile app, when you open the app and you go into the, I believe it's the top right-hand corner, there's a settings icon. Click on that settings icon. It brings up a menu. In that menu, it says call the station. Assuming you're on your phone. Yeah. If you're on like a tablet that doesn't have a connection to the phone, this doesn't help you. But if you're on your phone and you go to settings and call the station, which is the very first thing on the menu, it brings up the number ready to go. You hit send and you are calling us that fast. You can also give us your thoughts and opinions on the Yates Learning Center chat line, 107thescore.com, or on the 100.7 The Score mobile app, which we just discussed. You can also call with.
You could call Lucas right now and quiz him on WNBA rosters.
Here's the only problem with quizzing somebody. You've got to know the information you're quizzing them on. Like, you've got to have that knowledge also. That would be an awful lot of work.
That's the whole point there. Nobody's going to call him.
Well, someone might.
No! No!
So, here at 100.7 The Score, we are... Our parent company is Raymar Communications, and I bring up specifically the communications part of this because it's been a pretty big topic in sports as of late with electronic communications in college baseball with the telecom. What is the unit? You know, it's got a name. I've heard it named. Anyhow, the communication for the dugout and the pitcher and the catcher so that they can have that back and forth, and we've seen lots of problems with that this year where something that was meant to speed up the game gives nice little pauses to go get equipment fixed. They tested it last year in the bowl game where it's in the football helmets now with the offensive coordinator, whoever that you've deemed the connector to the quarterback and specific players on the defense. What's your thought on all of this? Where do you have this lie in your interest level?
Just football?
Well, football for the moment, because it's in baseball for
yeah,
sure.
Yes. I'm fine with it, and you know, if it helps stealing of whatever signs and whatnot, I'm totally for it. And if the coaches like it, and Zach Kittley clearly does, then I'm all for it. I liked the fact that they could. I guess it went a little bit longer last year, just so they could kind of. I think that's something that's good for practice. I don't know that it's necessarily good for a game setup, because you're like talking to them while the play's going on. But that's not the way they're going to do it this year. Obviously, it's going to cut off before.
Yeah, 15 seconds on the play clock is when it turns off.
But that's from my understanding. Last year, that's not what it did. Like in the bowl game.
Yeah, I think during the bowl game it was a constant communication.
Yeah.
I don't think it turned off during
the
bowl
I'm pretty
game.
Sure that was my understanding, and I thought that was a little
intrusive?
Much. Yeah. But why not? I mean, they're already doing it in the NFL. These guys are trying to play in the NFL. Why not go ahead and condition them to how it's going to work in the NFL as soon as possible?
The process of getting it working correctly is what worries me. Because when the NFL first introduced some of this stuff, you were having opposite sides hear each other.
Yeah.
So, like, the offensive coordinator was talking to the other team's quarterback and vice versa. Now, that got caught quickly because everybody went, problem. I'm not hearing my guy. I'm hearing theirs. And it was both sides immediately. But what if it's only one side?
Well, then what if you're only shut it down.
Right, but it's got to be reported if you're only hearing. If they can hear themselves and you can hear them, if you don't tell anybody you can hear them, then you're using an electronic device to steal signs the bad way.
Yeah.
And it's not your fault. It was a malfunction in the equipment that you have no control over, especially if you're the road team. If you're the road team in this and you're hearing the other guy's signals, it's not your fault. You just showed up to come to a game. And Is it universally required for every university to put this together and have it working? And who's to blame when it doesn't work? That's the stuff that worries me on the collegiate level.
Yeah,
but in general, I'm in favor of it because I'm in for anything to speed up a college football game.
I would think it would be something that they would be able to, and maybe there are going to be bugs that you have to work out, but I think, you know, there's always the fallback, and I think that Coach Kittley even mentioned this, you're still going to have some form of signs.
Especially if it's cutting out 15 seconds before
there's still going to be some form of communication, and they'll probably do both of them just so you're getting the information two different ways in case it is cutting out in your headset.
Do you think this is my other concern for it? And I don't know where this falls on the concern level, but it's just a thought that I'm trying to figure out where it fits on the concern level. Does this take away from what these guys can do going forward when they get to the pros?
How so?
And what I mean by that, the quarterback that I want for my professional team, and really for college if it would happen, is the Peyton Manning. I don't need an offensive coordinator because he can read a defense.
Yeah.
The linebacker I want is Zach Thomas, because the only person who knows what the offense is doing more than the quarterback was Zach Thomas reading what the offense was doing and getting everything situated. Is that a skill that you're taking away that ends up hurting the product at both places?
I don't think so. I think there's the give and take with the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. Don't you think that the week's worth of work or the off season's worth of work between those two probably lend to a little more trust with an individual? Plus, how many Peyton Mannings are there out there, or Thomases for that matter? So
far too few Zach Thomases.
Well, exactly. But you know what I'm saying. I mean, if there's that communication between the two, Zach saying, hey, this is what I see, and the defensive coordinator would be like, yeah, surprise, you're right, we're going to follow. Or even like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a two-way communication type deal. And I don't know. I guess you can't talk back to them. That might be the issue there. I don't know. Is there
a talk-back option?
Yeah, is there a two-way communication?
That is a solid question. I don't know the answer to that. Smarter people than me have that answer, and they have not shared.
And I will say this. Coach Kittley said numerous times last year that somebody checked into a different play. So,
oh yeah,
there's going to be a couple of options given to him anyway.
The pitch communication, the baseball communication, pitch comm,
yes.
Thank you to the chat line. As soon as I read it, I was like, that's absolutely right.
Like, duh.
Like, I'm smarter than that. But apparently, I'm not.
I'm not.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
End of the Bench on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. You brought up an interesting point there, David, in the break.
Oh, I did?
You did. And I'm going to let you share. Well, I'm going to share it for you.
I was about to say, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right? No, but you brought up the reason that it took us a second on the Jack Leiter news. I saw it on Facebook. You saw it on the chat line.
Yeah.
Both of us in our lives have been fooled or been, well, I don't want to say manipulated, led down the primrose path of something that was made up on those two respective places.
Yes.
Especially by the person who posted it on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Yeah, absolutely nothing against a bullfighter.
No, that's not what this is.
But I would say,
of the pictures he posts,
99% of the stuff that he posts is doctored in some way, shape, or form. So
pictures that he posts. Yes. Yeah. The pictures that we're talking about.
Yes.
And if you believe everything you see on Facebook, I seriously need to be your friend.
Yeah.
And say that you owe me $1,000. Like, that's the kind of stuff that you can't trust, like, at all. So it took us a minute to verify, and even if it was on the Rangers Facebook page, like, how many times have we seen Rangers fan or whatever it is, and you're like, oh, look, it's news. Nope, that's not news. That's not news. That's, you know, speculation. Or you'll see Cowboys trading Dak Prescott in a reported trade that could never happen. No kidding. It's not happening. Quit trying to tease me and get clicks on your stupid Facebook page.
I like Twitter accounts that look so official, but you look at their name and there's an extra letter in there that you don't notice and you think it's all real, but there's one letter off that makes it fake and you don't realize it.
Yeah. Mm. There was one this weekend. It was a PGA Tour, but the O and the U were flip-flopped.
Oh, wow.
And everything was the same, and it had the verified check mark and everything. Yeah.
Verified check mark. Paying for information.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Bullfighter, you've done it to yourself with all of the fake pictures. But that doesn't mean you're not loved. Are you ready, sir, for your burning questions?
Sure.
Logos.
2 minutes of nonstop in-your-face inquiries with no end in sight.
I might not be ready.
It's time now for burning questions.
I don't know if I'm going to have the burning questions later this week, so I'm just going to go ahead and get this out of here. Don't give me the I'm just where my feet are, one game at a time, baloney about today and tomorrow.
Okay.
There are 12 Big 12 games left for the Red Raider baseball team. They are currently 9-9. How many wins do they finish with in conference play with 12 games remaining? They play West Virginia, Kansas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State.
7.
So that gets them to 16 wins in conference play. 16 and...
Oh, math.
And 16 and 14?
Yes.
16 and 14. Lucas... Can you do us any better than 7 wins the rest of the way?
Conference wins.
Conference wins.
I would like to believe so. I would say, hopefully I'm going to shoot for 9. So.
It seems like a tough finish.
It's a really tough finish.
I mean, I got to pull the standings back up. I had them a minute ago. I mean, West Virginia, first place. Tied with Oklahoma, first place. Oklahoma State. Alone in third place.
Yeah.
Kansas is 7-8. But and all of those teams, I'm pretty sure, have played one less series than you have in conference play. But might be a lot to ask for with some of those teams on the schedule.
Yeah.
All right. This one might take up a little time.
That's okay.
We mentioned the football transfer portal opened up. It'll be open for the next 15 days. If you could take one player from another Big 12 team and put them on the Red Raiders for next season, who would you go with? And if you need to think about that, contemplate it. We can carry that over to another segment because I know that might be a little more difficult to come up with something.
I don't know specifically,
and I don't want to make
no. I don't know specifically, but I know where I'm going. I'm taking Oklahoma State's number one wide receiver. I don't know who that is off the top of my head.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about.
But
you know,
the guy that was a junior college guy or the year before.
And I think he's still there.
Yeah, he is. Everybody's still there for them.
That's where I'm going to help your team immediately, and so that he doesn't score more touchdowns against you. Like, it's a double-edged sword, and I like hurting the Cowboys and helping you in a position I feel like you need some help in. That's where I'm going. I don't remember who that is.
You don't want to solidify the quarterback position in any way, shape, or form, just in case.
My guy versus their guy? We had their guy.
Well, no, I'm not saying take it. You don't have to just take him from Oklahoma State.
As wordy as I am about Baron Morton's injury and the lack of work that he's gotten in because of it, I'd rather get him some weapons, because even if he's not playing, he'll help your backup quarterback on the weapons. And then you've got a receiver you can trust that can get open in Big 12 play, and a running back who can get past the line of scrimmage and make plays for you. I'd go that way.
I'm pretty sure Leon Johnson III is the guy I'm thinking of. That was the name that just popped out of nowhere for them. I could be wrong on that, but Lucas, you have anybody? You know, you gonna take Shedeur Sanders or Travis Hunter or Anybody in particular that you want to add?
I think offensive linemen. I can't think of anybody.
I was about to say a name's probably, but
yeah, offensive linemen. Probably specifically a right guard or a right tackle, just for extra protection for Morton. I know with the precautionary measures of him sitting out during spring for the shoulder injury, I think with a right guard or right tackle, we can definitely give him some more, put him at ease behind the center and give him more time to hopefully find Hudson streaking down the sideline.
Is that where you think he's going? You think he's going to be a Hudson White? David's asking Brady questions. Did you have another one before we go over else here? Sorry.
You mentioned the eggs earlier, so start, bench, cut, fried egg, scrambled egg, but in this situation, and I just looked this up, I didn't realize it was the name of the style, French style, which would be the runny scrambled eggs and hard-boiled egg.
We're going to start scrambled eggs.
Even the runny?
Even the runny, because I don't like them, like, completely runny for the scrambled eggs. But
that's what you're...
Sure. I'd rather have that than a bad fried egg.
Yeah.
And I feel like the fried egg, it's not harder to make than scrambled eggs necessarily, but there's more wrong in a fried egg. Like, because you can get it to where it's absolutely destroyed.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's easier to do than destroying scrambled eggs. I do love a fried egg sandwich, though, so there's some elements that I'm going to miss with that, that the sandwich doesn't work as well with scrambled eggs. And we are absolutely getting rid of the boiled egg.
Well, you don't like the boiled
egg? I'm not a huge fan of boiled eggs. All those devices that you see that are, you know, the quick gadgets to remove the shell. You know how I remove the shell? Crack it out the side of the bowl, put the egg in the bowl. That's how I remove the shell.
Yeah. Lucas?
I would start the fried egg and then bench the scrambled egg and then also cut the hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. I can't do that runny scrambled egg. I'll just slide that over on one of y'all's plates. Ugh. I can't eat hotel eggs most of the time.
What would you start?
I would start the fried egg.
Fried
egg, hard-boiled, and then get rid of that runny scrambled egg. But I eat fried eggs. That's the way I go.
Oh, I just go egg. Fried egg. It's usually making a sandwich when I'm doing fried eggs. And it's the fried egg on toast with just a little bit of butter on the toast. Oh, so good.
You do like the yolk, though, to be part of it. So you like it over medium, or do you like...
Anywhere between over medium and over hard. And I'm kind of that way with my steak, too. Like, there's a big gray area where my steak can land, and I'm a happy guy.
If you get it over hard, then it's kind of a hard-boiled egg anyway, just to let you know.
So you get I understand the concept, okay? I get it. Don't like it's the complete separation that you get with a fried egg, with a hard-boiled egg. Do you put grape jelly on your egg sandwich? I don't. I just do egg and bread. Grape jelly is almost exclusively reserved for peanut butter for me. More sports on the way next.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ask the Bench Warmers, get your questions in now on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, 107 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Guys, just noticed the Tech landed a guard from Drake, started all their games last year, and made the all-freshman team. For whatever it's worth, Mark H. Yes. So you do get a big recruit, I guess, recruit, transfer. Whatever you want to call this now. Yes, this is a player who should absolutely be able to help you going forward with the Red Raiders. This is the first incoming thing for the portal round two for basketball as guys are now figuring out where they want to go. And Texas Tech tweeted out a few minutes ago a very happy Grant McCathlin video. So
Kevin Overton is his name, 6'5", I believe. But like you mentioned some of the stats there. He started every game for Drake this past year and averaged a little over 11 points. So there you go. One piece of the puzzle has been obtained.
Did the Rangers promote Jack Leiter?
Yes, they did.
And he will be starting Thursday for the Texas Rangers against the Detroit Tigers, a game you will hear on Double T97.3 with an 11:30 pregame and a 12 o'clock first pitch.
So they're off tomorrow?
No, they're just playing at the same time.
Oh, as Tech, okay.
As Tech is. Okay. Or the we can't guarantee that we'll be out of the Rangers.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the things about scheduling games, like what we're trying to do, that is so hard. We want to air the Rangers game. And could a noon game be done by 3:30? Absolutely.
Yes.
Could it be the bottom of the ninth with two outs and Corey Seager at the plate at 3:30?
Yeah.
Do you want to hear that at bat, or do you want to hear Tech pregame?
Yeah.
You want to hear that at bat, but we have to get to the Tech pregame at 3:30. So it's just on that mark that we can't get both games in.
Understandable.
So we're going to carry the Tech game over the Rangers game. Sorry, guys. That's just the way things roll. We are the flagship station. Double T is the flagship station for Red Raider Sports, and we got things we got to do, as they say.
Yep.
Guys, what is your favorite non-traditionally good poker hand? I'm guessing this is like
poker hand.
Like, I'm a big fan of playing 2-7 suited.
Yeah.
Because it's not anything people think about that you would have if you get to see a cheap flop. I like that one.
No, it would be, I don't know. It's something suited. It not 7-2, but it would be something that would connect. Because 7-2 is not connecting anything.
5-6 suited connectors?
It could be a 7-5 even. But yeah, suited.
You got one?
I'm dumb enough to try to chase a flush.
I'll see a flop if it's cheap.
Yes.
Now, I will fold that hand very quickly. You let me check a 7-deuce, we'll check a 7-deuce all day long.
I'm pretty tight, though. Yeah, so if I don't have to pay for it, then I'll play it. But you raise me, I'm going to get out in most cases.
Which is why one of the things, first thing you do is look at your hand and ask, should I raise? And if you can't raise, fold. Early. That was some advice I was given. Doesn't mean I always took it. Like, there's lots of dumb hands I've played.
Oh, I played some dumb hands. I went to whatever the casino is near Norman one time, and I sat down and I had a great opening hand. I don't remember what it was. Kept raising with a guy right off the bat, went all in, and I was done after one hand.
That's what happens there.
Yeah, but he ended up having a full house, and I thought my three of a kind was good. It was not.
Well, it is. It just wasn't.
It was not good enough.
Yeah. Right. The most angry I ever had anybody against me playing, I was sitting big blind, and everybody just called. So I didn't even look at my cards at that point. And I was like, all right, we'll play for free. Check it. We'll see the flop. It's not going to change what we do next. And I had 7-deuce, and 7-7-deuce hit on the flop. So everybody starts betting what their initial cards were. I'm just like, call. I didn't raise once all the way through this. Dropped the boat at the beginning. Didn't raise one. Just whatever anybody bet, call.
Yeah.
And it was just, okay, we'll play. Okay, we'll see. And then I think a king dropped, and that knocked some of the people out, but the bets got bigger. Call. We get to the end, like, what are you doing in this hand? I was like, I was big blind. I checked.
Yeah.
That I'm not folding off boat. That would be stupid.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you bet? I was like, because it was more fun just to call. I didn't want to chase anybody away. What was I supposed to do with this hand?
Bet.
You can't be mad at me that you didn't bet me out of my 7-deuce.
I would have been betting them after I got it, though. At least after the flop.
Shelly says, all in, Collier. That's a sad story.
It was not a fun night because it's not like everybody else was leaving. I was like, well, I'm not playing any more poker, and I'm certainly not paying for these blackjack tables here. That's okay. I've also spent many a night all night long at a poker table and not lost money. So,
worst beat I ever had, it was Pocket Rockets. I was first to act, and I was just going to buy the blinds. I went all in. I would have been perfectly happy buying the big blind and the small blind at that point on the all in. Rake those in, and that gets me a full round in the next round where I don't have to worry about anything. Would have been perfectly happy. A guy calls me, and I lose it because he flopped trips, and I never did anything else with those. I was like, are you kidding me? I was just trying to buy the two blinds. Why are you knocking me out right now?
It's the payback for your hand.
It probably. Collier, who's your favorite coworker for radio and for TV?
Nice try. Not answering that question. Trying to get me in trouble here. No way.
I'll do one flip. Okay. I'll give you a story from my least favorite coworker.
Okay.
I will not divulge who it is.
Clint Scott.
It's not Clint Scott. I like working with Clint. Clint's a good... Clint does a lot of things that makes my job easier.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to favorite coworkers or least favorite coworkers, you will never be on my least favorite coworker list if you do things to make my job easier. And sometimes that's just doing their job. Makes my job easier. Because then I don't have to do their job too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Lucas fits into that category. Lucas is here every single day. He produces his show every single day. He's got fresh promos and fresh features every single week.
And it's tough. I mean, he's picking from some really tough audio.
So I'm just
kudos to him.
But it's done. I don't have to worry about Lucas. Lucas makes my job easier because I don't have to do his.
We just cut a promo for him right there.
We probably did.
Pumping him up.
But this particular coworker, I will not divulge who it is. I should say former coworker. They have long since not worked here. Was very frustrated about a situation because they had been just gotten on to about doing something badly. And the person that was getting on to them was our boss,
mm-hmm.
who was in the room when this was happening.
Yeah.
Well, this person then goes to Twitter ranting about their boss on Twitter.
Yeah.
At which point, our boss looks up and says, "You know, I follow you on Twitter, right?"
I think that's least favorite. Yeah, like you said, least favorite. My favorite coworker for radio. Does it have to be current?
Doesn't have to be.
Oh, darn it. I was waiting for them to respond.
I mean, they may want you to say current, because then it would probably be me since I'm sitting here.
That's like children. I can't do that. It's just... I got too many people that are my favorites.
And that's what you get for being on Twitter on the 8th Floor Center chat line.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
Favorite TV show, David Collier, other than your newscast. You can't say your newscast because you have to watch that every day.
I don't have to watch it. You think I watch our newscast?
You have to watch yours when you're on.
No, I'm working when it's on. I'm not watching myself at all, trust me. I'm getting through 3 minutes. That's what I'm doing. Probably still Breaking Bad. I mean, I definitely like The Office, but Breaking Bad.
Lucas?
Collier's going to hate this answer.
Are you going to say his newscast?
No.
Okay.
No. It's either How I Met Your Mother or Friends.
I like both those shows. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm a huge fan of The West Wing. I'm a sucker for Aaron Sorkin. Anything Aaron Sorkin wants to put out, I will watch.
Is Neil Patrick Harris on How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, I like Neil Patrick Harris. So I probably would like the show.
There's a show that he was on that isn't ever in reruns. Doogie Howser, MD, that everybody knows.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why it's not in reruns?
I do not.
In order to hit reruns, you've got to have 100 episodes, basically, so that there's enough content. They had 98.
Oh. Can they not go back and make two?
Like I right would now. Love them to make two new episodes.
Two new episodes and then shut it down.
That would be awesome. I would absolutely watch two new episodes of Doogie Howser. We're going to get out of the way and let the real Doogie Howsers come in. That would be Choice Woodman and Chris Snead. Bottom line on the way next. This has been the End of the Bench at 100.7 The Score.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.